wise. Oh yeah, no, everything that we do, I'll tell them that, hey, we're charting these kicks. This is part of the whole competition. This goes all the way back when we first started the off season. You know, we kind of took a couple weeks to kind of get into the groove a little bit, let them get their swing, feel comfortable, and then we said, okay, the competition's now started. So we've charted everything and have kept a running tab on that, and it's been a very close competition.
Is it good enough right now?
Well, it is good enough because those are the two that are competing. But at the same time, I think it's just like any player in the NFL at that position. You're always going up against other kickers from other teams also. And that's the nature of the business. But those guys are doing a good job. They're controlling what they can control. And the tape will tell us what to do. Well, sometimes it comes down to a numbers game in the off season. You know, you go back up to 90 guys. If there's injuries that start taking place and you need to get some guys in here for other reasons, legs or that, and if you're heavy in the specialist area, that's going to be the first area where they're going to look to trim. Obviously, Garrett's a good kicker. Have a lot of respect for him. At the same time, you kind of know what he is and who he is. And we really didn't know about the two young guys, so this just kind of gives them a little bit more of an opportunity, a little bit more of a challenge to compete against each other. Well, it's change is inevitable in the National Football League, and obviously in special teams. With regards to our little area, I guess it creates some unknowns, and as a coach, you're always working on trying to fix those unknowns, and that's what we're doing. I hate to use the coaching cliche, we're going through the process, but we are, and we feel like we got some guys that have NFL talent. Christian, just so you know, he was competing. He was doing well. That also came down to another numbers thing. At the time, you know, Charlie, we feel really good about him. He's doing a nice job for us. It's just kind of one of those things. We had to. It's tough to have two long snappers, two kickers, and one punter on the roster. Yes, he was one of the guys that we've been developing for a long time, and he's gotten so much better at it. He looks so much more comfortable doing it right now than what he did. I mean, this is where he's at now. It has been because of the whole process of going through last year and catching punts in practice, before practice, and he looks good. But I wouldn't say that Christian's lost it. I mean, Ryan was a totally different story. Those rolled back. You know, that was such a different deal. It's a little bit almost like Chuck Knoblauch not being able to throw over to first anymore. Christian's a guy that we know what he can do, who he is. I know that he's still working at his craft. And just because you're not here doesn't mean that I've forgotten about you. We'll keep tabs on everything. Well, I think there'll be a lot of other factors that go into it. Obviously, we always discuss those things before the game, and then we discuss them again at halftime. And I don't think it'll be any different. I just think that you'll just see teams that'll be going all out blocks, going after it more, and the pressure to make the kick will be obviously heightened. Not as punt returner, but kick returner. He's developing as a punt returner. He is a kick returner, but we're trying to work at him to be both. It's kind of like the Taylor Gabriel type deal. Well, he's a four-time Pro Bowler. Obviously this will be his 12th season, so obviously he has the experience and he's played in a lot of big games. He has a big leg. I know he's showcased that a few times. But right now he's just in the process of getting back. Lots of times when guys are going into their 12th or 13th year, they don't start as early as kicking as maybe some of the young guys. So he's just now beginning to work himself back into shape. And then as we go through preseason, it'll be a deal where obviously we don't need him to hit to be perfect for preseason game number one. We just need to build it up so that he's ready to go when we play the Jets. Well, I think there's a lot of factors. I have confidence in the guys that'll go down and cover. It'll just depend. We're still going to play to the strength of that player, But if he's not as deep as, let's say, a Billy Cundiff. Billy had, before we let him go, I think 40 touchbacks. We might not hit that number. So if we don't, you know, hang time, and maybe it doesn't go as far, but if it's at six or seven deep with, you know, a 4-1 hang, that'll still put the return man in a bind. Do I bring it out because the guys running down have the ability to cover? So we'll play to whatever the strength of the player is and design it around that.